How about the green and black? The Dallas Stars start their season off on a high note in dramatic fashion with a 3-2 overtime win over the New York Rangers in Madison Square Garden. On today's show, I'll give you some key takeaways from that game, who stood out, who or what needs to improve from the Dallas Stars, and also get the rundown on how the rest of the league is kind of shaping out in this first week of NHL regular season action, and get a preview of Saturday's matchup versus the Boston Bruins. We have a lot to cover on today's episode of Locked On Stars.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm your host, Dane Lewis. It is Friday, October 15th, and we are celebrating the Dallas Stars' first win of the regular season. They start the season off 1-0-0 with a huge win against the New York Rangers, and we're going to talk all about that game as well as some other great topics today on today's episode to close out your week here at Locked On Stars. And before we jump into all that, just wanted to take a quick moment and say thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day, whether you are a recurring listener or a new listener. I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to have a lot of fun today, and we're going to have a lot of fun this season based on what we saw in last night's game versus New York. So without any further ado, let's jump straight into the game that happened on Thursday night. What a crazy way to start the season. This game truly had everything that you could possibly imagine. You know, a milestone being achieved, injuries, fights, unplanned goalie changes, late game heroics. I mean, I truly think everyone who watched this game had to have been thrilled with the product that was put on the ice, whether it was a Dallas Stars fan or a New York Rangers fan, or even just a casual hockey fan or a hockey fan in general that was tuning into the game. It was an absolutely fun game to watch. A lot of intensity, really great crowd energy from the New York Rangers crowd, and two really good performances from two pretty solid teams. A lot of fun, a lot to break down from the game. And kind of before we talk about the game details themselves, of course, it's the Dallas Stars, so we got to talk a little bit about some unfortunate injuries that did take place. For starters, John Klingberg did go down early in the first period, kind of was the recipient of what maybe kind of looked like an accidental high-low hit, kind of up for debate on whether or not the hit itself was intentional or kind of accidental. He got, kind of got caught behind the net with some other Rangers players and kind of folded backwards in his leg, just kind of bended in a weird way and kind of moved in a weird way. And he was able to get up on his own strength and skate off the ice with the trainers out there with him. And eventually Klingberg did come back into the game, but it clearly was not himself and clearly was not moving the way that he's used to being able to move on the ice whenever he's out there playing for the Stars. And so he was eventually removed from the game entirely. And Coach Bonus did say in a press conference after the game that he will be evaluated once the team gets to Boston today on Friday. Yeah, scary to see such an important piece go down so early in the season. But I think there is promise in knowing that, you know, he was able to skate off the ice and able to skate in general back in the game. So obviously nothing that looks like should keep him out for too long. And hopefully if he is going to miss time, it won't be very much. Best case scenario, he's able to play for us on Saturday. But we will have to see how the team evaluates him today once, you know, they get settled in Boston. Braden Holtby was another guy who also left the game in the third period due to dehydration. Rick Bonus, you know, said that in his press conference as well, that he will also be evaluated once the team gets to Boston. So hopefully he can suit up on Saturday and play because he looked really, really good, but also would not be upset if we see Anton Khudobin on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about the goalie performances as we get later into this segment. But let's talk about the actual game now. There's a lot of good to take away from this game. Dallas started out really strong. The first period was all about them. The puck just kind of seemed to always be in Dallas's offensive zone. And they had, you know, more shots on goal that period. They won most of their faceoffs that period. And New York just really couldn't get anything going. New York couldn't really get many shots on goal. And the ones they did were easily saved or deflected by Dallas Stars defenders. That's just a credit to Dallas being where they needed to be, which is something they've always done well, and just preventing the puck from kind of getting through the cracks and getting to the goalkeeper. So really, really big props to Braden Holtby. I mean, even Anton Khudobin in the third period, but also just the Dallas Stars playing solid defense, you know, especially in the first period when Dallas was pretty much dominating the game. I feel like that's pretty fair to say that they were doing that. But the highlight of the first period, obviously, has to be maybe even the story of the game for most people. With less than a minute left in the first frame, Stars rookie Jake Peterson scored his first NHL goal and the team's first NHL goal of the 2021-2022 season. Man, what a special moment. I predicted yesterday that Alexander Radulov would score the first goal of the season for the Stars. And man, I am very okay with being wrong in this case. Normally I'm okay with being wrong because I can be wrong a lot. But especially in this scenario, I mean, here's a kid who at the start of this week, was likely wondering, you know, if he'd play at all, in this game against New York or even, you know, get decent minutes. And then, you know, he gets moved onto a line with Henson Pavelski, one of the main lines for the Dallas Stars, meaning that he was going to get a lot of minutes, on Thursday night. And he took advantage of it and capitalized off a New York turnover. And put up a beautiful backhanded shot high up into the goal that just snuck by the goalkeeper. Man, absolutely beautiful. So cool to see him, score his first goal. And the broadcasters on Bally Sports were saying that his family was watching in Sweden. So that's incredible that his family got to watch on TV. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it to the game in New York. But what a special moment for Peterson to start out his young NHL career. Man, yeah, he's going to be something special. I don't think... it's that we can jump to the conclusion that he's going to be a Calder finalist like Jason Robertson was last season. I think that's kind of hard to say and hard to judge after one game. But man, if this kid gets to be a Dallas Star for a long time, we will be incredibly lucky to get to watch him grow and develop, because he is truly a really talented player and showed, you know, that he has the skill to compete in this league, to go into a hostile environment in his first NHL game. And to put up the first goal of the game and the first goal of the season for his team, just shows, you know, that he's ready. He's ready for the challenge of this and the grit and grind of this season. So it'll be fun to watch him continue to grow as the season goes on. Holtby, another guy that played very well in his Dallas Stars debut, pitched a shutout in the first frame and carried it into the first half of the second period and had easily the best save of the night across the entire league, if not the best save of the entire week. About 7 minutes into the second, Dallas turned the puck over in their own zone, kind of a sloppy mistake on their end, but Holtby was ready. It looked like New York was going to score and even the game up. Ryan Strome took the puck to the net, but Holtby just snagged the puck straight out of the air with his glove. And, much to the amusement of the fans and as well as Dallas Stars play-by-play color commentator, Daryl Razor Rowe. man, if you need to go on Twitter if you haven't heard his reaction. You could just hear the thrill in his voice of watching that save. And the save was all over the NHL social media pages and some other national hockey pages on social media. So really cool to see Holtby making big plays in his debut with the Dallas Stars. Coming up next on the show, we're going to continue to break down this game and talk about the Central Division, kind of how the rest of the league is shaping up as well. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for today's episode, and that is Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorite flavors. And the flavors that Built Bar offers are coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. If you think that that's a lot of flavors and you don't know how you're going to try them all, don't worry, because Built Bar can send you 2 of the 9 flavors when you order from their website. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy for you too. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories that range from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. You can go to built.com right now and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Jumping back into the recap of last night's game versus the New York Rangers, kind of moving into the second period, I talk about Holtby getting a nice save kind of halfway through the second period. But then things kind of started to go downhill. Things started getting a little rough for the Dallas Stars. And it just kind of started with, actually, before all that happened, Dallas did take a 2-0 lead thanks to Radek Foxa on a nice power play goal. That probably would have been Jamie Benn if he wasn't sitting in the penalty box. But nonetheless, glad that Fox was able to take advantage of the minutes he was getting on the power play. Really nice goal, really nice setup from his teammates. Believe Miro Heiskanen and Ryan Suter were credited with the assist on that goal. But then after that, New York kind of went on a tear, and Dallas really, really cooled off. Adam Fox, a guy that we talked about yesterday, kind of in the preview for this game, last year's Calder winner and one of New York's best players, if not their best player, really got the crowd going by scoring a goal from the blue line with the help of Esa Lindell's ankle. Kind of ricocheted, bounced off Esa's ankle to go into the goal past Holtby. But I mean, that's just the kind of play you expect from a guy like Fox. He's going to send in those aggressive shots from the blue line and look for those ricochets or redirects. And he got it right there with about 4 minutes left before intermission. You know, they would capitalize off that goal. And Chris Kreider would go ahead and tie the game with about 4 minutes until the second intermission period before the third period started. So it wasn't looking very good for Dallas, and honestly, probably should have been a lot worse than it was. Dallas probably should have gone into the third period down. They were very lucky to only be tied at the end of the second. New York was all gas, no breaks in that second period. And Dallas just kind of took their foot off the gas, and that's just something that you can't really do, especially against the better teams in the league. New York is a good team. I don't think they're a bad team by any means, despite them having two losses to open their season. I think they've just played good teams in Washington and Dallas. But they're not the best team in the league, certainly. I think when you play a team like Colorado or Tampa Bay or Florida or even Boston on Saturday, I mean, you can't afford to kind of relax or think that you're in the clear just because you have a two-goal lead. No lead is safe in the NHL, and I feel like these guys know that. And this is just kind of a first-game mistake and hopefully something that they'll learn from. But thankfully, New York did lose some of their mojo coming out of the locker room after the second intermission period. Dallas just kind of seemed to realign themselves, and thankfully the second intermission was a good time for them to rest up and kind of regather their senses. They played a really competitive third period against New York. Neither team scored. Dallas faced a lot of adversity in the third period with Braden Holtby being removed from the game with dehydration. Thankfully, Anton Hudobin stepped in and stepped up. He pitched a shutout his entire time in the game against New York and prevented New York from scoring despite a lot of really, really close, clean looks that New York just failed to capitalize on. And Hudobin really, if we were being honest, kind of looked like the bubble version of himself back in 2020 in Edmonton. So that was really good to see from him after kind of a shaky preseason from Hudobin overall. So it was nice to see him have a nice performance, even though it was kind of a smaller sample size. Nice to see him pitch the shutout. The cherry on top of this whole game, of course, is Miro Heiskanen's overtime game-winning goal. Jamie Benn hit Miro on a fast break off a Rangers turnover, and Heiskanen did the rest. He just put a nice shot into the goal and ended the game for Dallas, kind of silenced that crowd. It was a really good feeling to watch on my TV. And he rightfully was rewarded with the first star of the game. Along with his goal, he assisted on Fox's power play, like I said earlier, and also had three blocked shots on the defensive side of the ice. So in his first game with his new 8-year deal, Miro Heiskanen is proving his worth to the team, proving why he deserves such a big contract, and proving that he's going to be a huge contributor to the future of this team as time goes on. Braden Holtby, before his departure from the game, did show the NHL and I think show hockey fans everywhere that he's not washed up by any means. And I would argue that the goals scored on him were more a testament to New York's skill and kind of their finesse of getting the puck into the goal rather than Holtby's lack of skill or just lack of paying attention or lack of trying. And of course, Hudobin also came up clutch, played really nice down the stretch for Dallas in the end of the third period as well as overtime. I think Stars fans should be encouraged, as we've been saying all offseason leading up to this season, that we have two really solid goalkeepers that had a really solid debut between the two of them. And so there's a lot to like from Thursday night's game. Despite the injuries, despite the 10 penalty minutes that Dallas had, Dallas found a way to win. We talk a lot about adversity on this show because Dallas is no stranger to adversity. And this team faced a lot of adversity in this game, yet they found a way to come away with a victory, which is huge given how much they struggled in clutch games, especially overtime games last season. Nice to see them start the season out with an overtime win. A lot of things to be pleased with, but also a lot of things to work on. And I think Dallas will, be prepared, whatever happens against Boston, which we'll preview that game a little bit down the line. Dallas fans should be excited for this matchup versus the Bruins because it should be a really, really good game. Coming up next, we will take a look around the rest of the league and kind of zoom in on the Central Division a little bit, as well as preview the game between Dallas and Boston on Saturday. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and thank another sponsor of today's episode, and that is Bet Online. BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Be sure to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Jumping back into today's episode of Locked On Stars, your first listen of the day. Just want to take a moment and kind of move around the league and look at some other scores and some headlines, if you will, from opening week of the NHL season with games starting on Tuesday. We had two really exciting games, some really wild games that took place on Tuesday. The first of those being Pittsburgh beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2. So not only did they dominate them, they were playing in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay was unveiling, the Stanley Cup trophy and the championship banner in their arena in front of their hometown fans. And they did not look good. They did not score a goal until halfway through the third period. And Pittsburgh just dominated the game. Absolutely. No questions asked. Came on the road and put on a really excellent performance. So it was odd to see Tampa Bay it would have been one thing to see them lose, I think, because Pittsburgh is a good team. But to see them struggle the way they did at home, just really shocking and really a testament to maybe how good Pittsburgh is going to be this season. Of course, I think Tampa will be just fine. I don't think that they need to be hitting the panic button. They still have a lot of talent. It's early in the season. This kind of stuff does happen every now and then. Game two of opening night was a little closer and a lot more intense, I would argue. It gave us the Golden Knights and the Seattle Kraken making their first appearance as an NHL team in the regular season as the new expansion team of the NHL. Seattle was looking for their first win as a franchise, but fell just short in a 4-3 loss to Vegas, but would find the redemption last night with a win in Nashville versus the Predators. Brandon Tanev scores two times in that win. So really nice for them to get their first win as a franchise, and they'll be looking to keep the momentum going. And it was nice that they had a close game with Vegas, and hopefully that'll be a good rivalry as the two new expansion teams, but also playing in the same division. Hopefully we get a good rivalry from that. That will be a fun watch for NHL fans for years to come. As far as the Central Division goes, the Central Division saw its first action on Wednesday. Colorado flexed all of their muscles, but without Nathan MacKinnon, which is absolutely terrifying, by beating the Chicago Blackhawks pretty soundly. And Colorado showed that they are absolutely the favorites to not only win the division, but are probably favorites to win the Stanley Cup. A lot of people have thought that. And I think that, their first game against Chicago, who's looking to be an improved team, certainly proved that. Darcy Kuemper made his debut with the Avalanche and looked absolutely solid with 32 saves on 34 shots, whereas Marc-Andre Fleury was making his debut with the Chicago Blackhawks and had a little bit more of a tough outing with 4 goals allowed and 3 of them coming in the first period. So Chicago got off to a really flat start, and Colorado just kept their foot on the gas throughout the game. And Chicago just had no answer. And so Colorado looks to be a really, really dangerous team this season. But I think it'll be fun whenever they play Dallas and maybe even some of the higher competition ranked teams in the league. Winnipeg also saw their first action of the season on Thursday, along with the Dallas Stars. However, they were beat quite soundly by the Anaheim Ducks 4-1. Connor Hellebuck, similar to Marc-Andre Fleury, had a pretty tough outing with 4 goals allowed, while Anaheim's John Gibson only allowed 1 goal, had a really nice night for the Ducks and helping them secure the win in their first game of the season. Dallas, Nashville, and Arizona were the only other Central teams in action on Thursday night. And we, of course, already covered the Dallas Stars as well as Nashville losing to the Kraken at home, giving the Kraken their first win as a franchise. But poor Arizona, those poor Arizona Coyotes got beat up by the Columbus Blue Jackets 8-2. Not much to cover there. The score kind of speaks for itself. Arizona is bad. Not that we're surprised by that. But they are not good. Columbus, maybe not the best team either, but a testament to how much Arizona is locked in on their rebuild right now. Minnesota and St. Louis still have yet to play games. Minnesota will play their first game, however, tonight in Anaheim against the Ducks. It'll be interesting to see how the Ducks come out after beating Winnipeg, who some people say Could finish second in the Central Division. And Minnesota's another one of those teams that, you know, there's a lot of people that think that they could finish second in the Central Division. So how will Anaheim match up against another team that on paper is better than them? Should be a lot of fun to watch. St. Louis will be playing their first game of the season in Colorado versus the Avs, which should be a great game to see how legit the Blues are this season. Just kind of a classic Central Division matchup, the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues. Should be a lot of fun. How will Darcy Kuemper follow up his first performance? Was it a fluke or was it for real? We'll find out on Saturday. As of now, Dallas and Colorado are tied for first in the division with 1-0-0 records. Obviously, early in the season, everyone else with one loss that has played outside of Minnesota and St. Louis. So everyone else is looking up with their one loss. So, of course, early, still teams are trying to figure out who they are and try to establish themselves for this season. But 3 days in, we've already seen, you know, the unpredictability of this division and really just the unpredictability of this league. Everything makes sense, yet nothing makes sense. You see Tampa Bay get slaughtered at home against Pittsburgh and then go on the road and almost lose to the Detroit Red Wings, needing overtime to beat them 7-6. We see the Ottawa Senators beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Florida Panthers won 5-4, but needed overtime to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. So two really good teams right there matching up going into overtime. We've gotten some really great hockey to start this season out, and I know I'm not mad about it, and I know hockey fans everywhere else are not mad about it, and especially with this national TV coverage. If this first week is any indication, we are in for a really fun, competitive season of the NHL. And speaking of competitive, Saturday's game, Dallas versus Boston, should be competitive, and we're going to take a moment and just preview that game, talk about some of the key players and key matchups in that game before I send you on your way for this weekend. This will be Boston's first game of the season. Boston has yet to play a game since their preseason action wrapped up last week with everyone else. So they've just been practicing and practicing and practicing, which I imagine their players are watching these games at nighttime and they're ready to go. And they're going to come out hungry and they're going to come out swinging. So Dallas needs to be prepared for a fight. Boston, I think, is a much better I think almost everyone else would agree, a much better team than the New York Rangers. Should be a lot harder for Dallas to win this game, especially with Boston playing at home, one of the best home ice advantages in the NHL and a really great fan base, one of the best fan bases in all of sports in terms of how loud and crazy they get. So it's going to be an intense environment. But Boston, I will say, does have a lot less drama going on within their organization than New York. So I believe that they are fully focused and fully dialed in on this game. So again, I can't emphasize enough how much Dallas needs to be prepared for this game. For one, speaking of no drama, they do have a captain, and his name is Patrice Bergeron, and he is quite good. He is a very good hockey player. He was second on the team in points last year with 48, is looking to have another solid year. And the Stars will have their handfuls on the defensive side of the ice, because if Bergeron's not hurting you, he's often being aided by his fellow star forwards, Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak, three of the best forwards in the game. And they all are going to probably be playing on the ice at the same time. And so the defense will absolutely have their hands full with how to contain these guys and keep these guys from putting up a lot of shots and putting up a lot of goals. But on the defense, it doesn't get much easier, because they have Charlie McAvoy, a guy who we've talked about as a potential candidate to win the Norris Trophy this season, a stud defenseman, currently trying to work out a new contract extension with the Bruins, similar to Adam Fox of New York and Miro Heiskanen here in Dallas. One of the bright future defensemen in the NHL, really fun player to watch. And joining him the Bruins on the defensive side of the ice is a newcomer, Derek Forbort, who played all 56 games with the Winnipeg Jets last season. He only had 12 points, but his veteran expertise at age 29 should blend well with the youthfulness of McAvoy. The defense is going to be playing aggressive for Boston and trying to shut Dallas down, because Dallas also has some really talented forwards like Rupe Hintz, Joe Pavelski, Jacob Peterson, Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn. So not to say Boston has all the firepower, but they do have some really, really versatile weapons. But as does Dallas. So I think this will be a really, really fun game. As far as goalkeeping goes, kind of a mystery on both sides, because as of the time I'm recording this, we don't know the update on Braden Holtby, but we also don't know who is going to be starting for Boston. Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy has told the media that he won't announce his starting goalkeeper until Friday afternoon. So we will either see Jeremy Swayman or Linus Ullmark. Those are the two goalkeepers for Boston. We'll see one of those two guys, not sure who it'll be. I haven't looked too much into their goalkeeping situation to make a prediction, But both really solid goalies. They're going to be fine, whoever they put in the net. And I think Dallas will be fine, whoever they put in the net, whether Braden Holtby is healthy and ready to go, or we need to put Anton Hudobin in. I think either of them will be ready to go and put on another really great performance. Similar to last night's game, I think a big matchup to watch tonight will be the star defenseman on each squad. Miro will be looking to build off the momentum of Thursday's performance, while McAvoy will be looking to dominate in front of the Boston faithful. And it should be a great duel between these two defensemen, similar to how it was with Adam Fox and Miro Heiskanen last night. Both guys making big plays for their teams. Miro obviously getting the last laugh and making the big play for his team, winning the game. But Adam Fox still played phenomenal Thursday for New York. And so I think McAvoy will look to do the same for Boston. It should be really fun to watch these two guys compete on the ice for their teams. And I'm really curious how Dallas plans, to match their forwards up against Boston's strong forwards, as I've talked about. I think both groups could easily, be shut down by, potentially good to underrated defenses. But also I can see both of these groups exploding and putting up 5 or 6 goals each, respectively. Probably not more, but I think it could be a high scoring game. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it's a low scoring game, just because it's early in the season and the defenses might be bringing their A game. I mean, you just don't know, especially with no regular season sample size of Boston to compare to Dallas's one game. Kind of hard to predict how Boston's going to come out with not really playing a live game in over a week. So it should be a lot of fun. I expect this game to be a lot more challenging for Dallas, as I said at the top of this segment. Especially if they are without John Klingberg, if he's not able to play, it's going to be tough because we're already missing Jason Robertson and Blake Como, who their absences were felt on Thursday versus New York. But as we talked about on this show, Dallas has faced adversity before this season and even through game one of this season. So they shouldn't be scared of Boston. They shouldn't be intimidated. They just need to play a full 60-minute game, start strong, play the middle strong, end the game strong. And that's their best chance to find success. I think the game will be close. I think whoever wins, I think the score will probably be about 5-4. I think, one goal game is very possible. No matter who wins this game, going to be highly competitive, going to be a lot of fun to watch. A lot of great young and older talent on both sides of the ice. Both teams, looking to make deep playoff runs this year. So it should be a lot of fun when we get to see Dallas play Boston at 6:00 Central Time. But they'll be playing in Boston, so it'll be 7 there. Should be televised. Tune into the game. It's going to be really great. It's going to be awesome. Going to be huge if Dallas can come out and start the road trip 2-0 to start this season. So it should be a lot of fun, and you won't want to miss it. That's all we have for today's episode of Locked On Stars. Thank you again for making Locked On Stars your first listen of the day. I truly appreciate you guys listening to the show. I love bringing you guys this Stars news and content and analysis and my opinions. Make sure that you tweet at me at Dane_Lewis if you have thoughts on the Dallas Stars. I always love to hear what you guys have to think about the team and what you guys have to say about the team, because we all love and care about the Stars, and they're fun to talk about, even if it has to be through Twitter. So you can find me on Twitter, like I said, at Dane_Lewis. Be sure to subscribe and follow the show wherever you get your podcast at, whether that's an actual podcasting platform such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or on YouTube. You can subscribe to the show there as well. No matter where you want to subscribe or follow, it is absolutely free. It costs you nothing. And it helps me and the network out a ton. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Stars game. Enjoy whatever else you do over this weekend. And we will see you back here on